Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And I'm getting into that holiday spirit. I don't know about anyone else, but I got to tell you, when Bartlesville Daybreak Rotary shows up this time of year, I got a pretty good idea what's going on. And I want to thank Pam Crawford and Bill Riley for joining us in studio today. So it's that time. I think we're going to get lit up, huh?
Yeah, it is. Less than 10 days now. Mm-hmm.
One week today is opening.
Yes, I was mentally going, wait a minute, what day of the week is it? Yeah, 1 week from today is opening. So we are here to talk about Fantasyland of Lights and Fantasyland on Foot.
Now, this is really neat. We got to see our first Fantasyland here in Bartlesville last year as a family, and we really, truly enjoyed it. We really thought this was really something really neat. And, of course, the money that is raised from this goes to some really great causes, some scholarships, right?
Yes, it does. The donations for mm-hmm. Fantasyland of Lights that we collect after you've gone around the park are used to, well, pay for the electricity and some things like that we incur as an expense. But the Fantasyland committee then makes a donation over to Daybreak Rotary, and mm-hmm. that does fund scholarships. And at this time, we give out 8 university scholarships mm-hmm. to each year, and they do last for the 4 years if the kids keep their grade point up and all of those kind of things. We are working now to add vocational scholarships.
Great.
We believe our current president, Lauren Rozelle, really believes we need to also be supporting the kids that are going out to Tri-County Tech. And so we are working to get that going this year also.
Indeed. That is really, really neat. Now, Bill, last year we did something different, and I understand on the 19th we're going to do something along
Correct.
The same,
yeah.
same vein.
We're doing Fantasyland on Foot, which was Pam's idea, but
take a bow. Here you go.
last year we commemorated our former chairman who passed away, Randy Weatherly. Mm-hmm. We created a display to depict him, the big elf, and he will greet people when they come into the park each year now. And on that day, we opened up the park to pedestrians mm-hmm. only. For a 2-hour spell. That went so well. The weather was just beautiful, and we had about 400 people, by our estimate, walk through the park.
So I can vouch for that.
we're repeating that this year, and there's a lot of buzz around town.
Well, there should be, because that was just something fantastic, and I know people were talking about it. And again, what a great idea.
Well, thank you. This is the largest thing Daybreak Rotary does during the year. We mm-hmm. do other kinds of fundraisers because mm-hmm. we have an Afghan girls' school we support also. Yes. But this is the biggie. It takes a lot of time out of our club members. I mean, we start putting displays up in October, and we get them down in January sometimes. So this is a 3-month effort for Daybreak Rotary. And so as we were thinking about it last year, we knew we had the new display. We were going to get the chamber to come do a ribbon cutting for mm-hmm. us and all of those kinds of things. It was like, why don't we, if we need a fundraiser just for general operating expenses, why don't we capitalize on this big thing we already do? Mm-hmm. And so we opened it up for On Foot, and it was tremendous. I just was floored by the number of people we had come through that
the evening. Lights were bright, the volunteers were just as happy as could be, and the park was as clean as I've ever seen it. And they always keep it pretty darn clean. That's saying something.
The feedback we got from people who walked through the park was, this is fantastic. This is really different mm-hmm. and fun. The kids can take their time. They're not pressured by some car behind them trying to move them along. Mm-hmm. People can see the displays one by one and just enjoy that atmosphere.
You know, we've had some interactive involvement with this, and I'd like to hear a little bit more about how that all took place.
Interactive involvement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. with the
Interact.
Interact, the high school kids.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry about that.
I was thinking you were saying interactive, and I was working to try to figure out what it was.
Interact is the branch of Rotary that reaches into high schools.
Gotcha.
And we sponsor an Interact club at Bartlesville High School, and they get very involved in the community. They also have adopted a display. They take care of the big locomotive.
They do the train.
And they help out Gingerbread House. It's just, they are involved.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah,
I understand we're doing something a little bit more environmentally responsible with the lights.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, 2017, we finished switching everything to LED lights, which is much better. It lowers our cost, the electric bill.
About $1,000 a year less.
Wow.
So we did that. It was, what was interesting is environment has become an increasing focus of Rotary. And they've had six focuses at the international level for years. And this year now they've added a seventh, which is the environment. But they were kind of bringing us along because in 2017, 2018, to get our highest award called the Presidential Citation, we had to do an environmental project. And for us, that was finishing the lights out, the light bulb switch out that year. So that's how we got that. They've had one where we've planted trees. And so we're seeing more and more of that focus coming along.
Well, Daybreak Rotary, you get an early start, of course. Very, very busy. And we were talking a little bit off air about how this really just doesn't happen all at once with Fantasy Land of Lights. This is something that takes a lot of work year-round. And, of course, with other projects going on, too, the wheels are constantly in motion with your organization.
Yeah, we're involved in Fantasy Land, obviously, but we also get involved in the Agape Mission. When the Agape Mission was open, we would serve once every 6 weeks on Saturday. We do a dictionary project. We hand out dictionaries to all third graders in the area in Washington County, I believe. We help with the Medical Supply Network down in Tulsa, which recycles medical supplies that are out of date or just aren't used, have been replaced by more modern equipment in hospitals and doctors' offices, and they get shipped out all over the world to places that will improve their lot by accepting them.
Man, I tell you, when you go and you visit and you have some fun and some enjoyment, don't forget to tap that wallet, because this enjoyment also works toward bringing a better quality of life for a lot of folks. Now, one of the things that you talked about earlier was the international support for the Raja Jan, the Ray of Hope. Now, I just heard about this a little bit last year, but this is an amazing thing.
Yeah, Raja Jan was a CNN top 10 hero a few years ago. She chose to go back to Afghanistan. She's originally from there, had moved to the United States. She chose to go back to Afghanistan after 9/11 and try to help things over there. And her way of doing that is to educate the girls. And so she has built up a school. She now has even added in a college, and is training young women to be midwives. So it helps at all different facets of community in Afghanistan. She believes that if you can educate the girls, they're going to bring up new children that are going to have a different view of the world.
Indeed, and that's a pretty tall order to educate the young ladies in that part of the world where culturally, in some cases, that's not accepted very well.
It she's had a hard time.
She's alive. That's the one thing.
She won the elders of the community over by teaching the girls first how to write their father's name.
That'll do it.
And the girls would take this work back to show their parents. And the father would look at that and says, "What does that say?" "That's your name. I have written your name." And it
The lights came on, as they say.
The lights came on, and the elders of the community then supported the school 100% and defended the school against attack.
Wow. That's an incredible story.
It is.
And it's well worth your time, effort, and, of course, your contributions here in order to make that.
We are one of, about five, six Rotary clubs in the United States that are actively supporting her and have for many, many years. And so we always do a fundraiser every other year, but we may squeeze another one in this year. And see what we can do.
Yeah, you just never know what's going to happen in 2020, huh? Bill just giving me that look. You said 2020.
we still have, what, 6-7 weeks to go?
Yes.
But when fantasy land starts coming up, everybody knows the year's kind of getting short. But on the 19th is when we do it by foot.
Right.
And then we go back to the traditional tour there at the park here in Bartlesville. And you asked me what I liked as far as the display last year.
We always ask people what they like for
I
display.
I love Randy the Elf because, you know, we built it up so much. I had no idea what to expect. And then when the lights finally came on, I was like, oh, wow, well, that's pretty darn cool. And then the Bartles Mill was really spectacular as we were getting ready to make one of the turns there in the park by foot. And it was also great to see a lot of your community partners. I think Arvest Bank was out there and a few others were out there. Trudy was out there, too. And they were just making things that much more enjoyable with a nice little howdy along the way.
Right. And they are both providing some food again this year. We're trying to figure out how to do all of that in a safe manner. And then Kelleher Outdoor Advertising is going to be manning some coffee and hot chocolate for people, which is an ad for this year. And the other big piece of news is Kitty Park is going to open the train and the carousel that night on the 19th.
Well,
so
there you go.
Downtown Bartlesville is the place to be on the evening of the 19th.
You got the train, the Ferris wheel, and, of course, the lights by foot. Wow.
A week today.
Week from today.
And then it starts driving through on the 20th of November till the 30th of December. We also owe a huge thank you to ConocoPhillips. They have donated PPE for the volunteers that take the donations on those drive-through nights. We want to try to keep everybody safe. We believe that this is a reasonably safe activity for people to do. You're going to be in a car with people you hopefully trust.
Maybe even live with.
And you can get outside and see the lights and feel like you've got a little bit of the normal Christmas tradition.
So when you come to the park and drive through, the candy canes will be handed to you a little bit differently. They will be served on a tennis racket. So that we have some social distancing there. And the donations will not be in the bucket. We have a fishing landing net.
I got
that you can put your donations in.
So it's going to look a little different.
But fun. You're taking a situation and you're putting a little bit of pizzazz and fun to it. Why not?
And really, we have Father John at St. John's Church to thank for those ideas.
Yes, we do. The first ideas we had had is we know some churches have their offering baskets on long sticks.
Yep.
Okay. And we knew that we knew St. John's had those. Well, they were a little concerned about them being out in the elements. But Father John all of a sudden said, but you know, you could do the same thing with like a fishing net or a tennis racket. And we're going, thank you very much.
Oh, goodness sakes. Well,
it takes a community.
It does take a whole community.
And a little divine inspiration.
Yeah, maybe so.
We still have 5 days that are available for volunteers for the Gingerbread House.
All right. How do we go about
it? You can go to the Fantasyland of Lights Facebook page, and there is a link on there to the calendar. It has the contact information for the volunteer coordinator. Gretchen Winger and Sangeeta Arun, and I'm shortening that last name because that's the easier way to pronounce it.
She has this really long name, and we all just shorten it.
she is from India.
So. Mm-hmm. Very good.
And, great and lady. A new member to Rotary in the last 6 months.
Well, welcome.
Yeah. We've, yep. We've thrown her in the deep end, but she didn't say no.
She said yes before she knew the full job.
Oh, poor child. That's okay. That's the way you really get involved. You got to go in with both feet, right?
That's right. Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, they follow the Fantasyland Facebook page and mm-hmm. and the Bartlesville Daybreak Facebook page. Both are advertising back and forth for signups and the displays going up. And if you've been following the Facebook page, you can see that the displays are going up.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And what's up? And most, what do we got? Three left?
Would you say to put up, yes.
Three left. So we're in good shape.
We are always looking for adoptive parents. From one year to the next, we will lose people who have managed a display.
Oh.
So we all adopt a display to put up.
We have adoptive parents who will go out to the park. They will lay the display out, plug it in, make sure the bulbs are all working, replace broken and burnt out bulbs, and get the display ready, sand it up if it's one of the smaller displays, mm-hmm. And then take it apart, wind up the cords at the end of Fantasyland.
Very good.
So we're always looking for adoptive parents. If you have an interest in maybe adopting a display, contact one of those volunteer coordinators on the webpage.
And they will Facebook put you page. On the list.
Well, they'll put you in contact with me.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Right. Yeah. So that's part of it. And yes, he's right. It does change around a little bit every year.
Every year.
Well, once again, it kicks off on the 19th, week from tonight, Fantasyland on foot. And it's the Bartlesville Daybreak Rotary. And Fantasyland goes to the traditional on the Friday, on the 20th. Mm-hmm. And once again, it goes to great causes that the Rotary is famous for here in our community, especially education.